close as possible space you could get. But really, in truth, it's going to be closer to about three, anywhere, by the time you get it built out, it's going to be closer to 300 feet and anywhere from a 50 to 100 foot elevation drop by the time you have it. If you look at other nightly rental projects and the complaints that you hear, one of the things that contributes to it is that the means of access to get to the nightly rental is shared by everybody else, an existing neighborhood, so people complain about the dangers of traffic going in and out, and then the spill out. The people that are staying in the nightly rentals, I've heard complaints, for example, Branson Cove, or that would be one example, and then one of the other developments. The complaint is that the nightly rental guests will spill out of their nightly rentals, wander into subdivisions, and create havoc in those subdivisions. This is all controlled here because you're separated and completely bound in by an existing highway on two sides and eventually three sides. So you'll be bound in eventually on three sides of this property by highways that cannot access across via pedestrian traffic. So those means of separation will keep any type of traffic overflow, pedestrian foot traffic, noise separation, all that's going to naturally occur based on this site. The only other property that will eventually continue to bound this, other than being separated by highway, is the house right over there to the right of it, which would be kind of to the south. And I believe, and Scott, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that has a conditional use permit for nightly rental as it exists.
It currently does, yes.
So they're not going to have a complaint because it's already nightly rental there to the south. For those reasons, currently, it's not set in stone, but our current plan, well, we don't have a current plan set in stone yet, but it would certainly be nightly rental. That's its projected use. So I think that's pretty self-explanatory, but we think for those reasons this property, as opposed to many others, would be well-suited for nightly rental. I'm cognizant of nightly rental not being a popular development, but one of the things that I think this commission should consider as we develop in Taney County is instead of just saying a blanket no to all NR3, rather take a comprehensive look and say, okay, we know it's a use that is popular, we know it's a use that's going to continue to be asked for, and maybe we don't say yes all the time, but what properties are best suited for that type of use? And in my opinion, I know I'm biased, but I think this type of property would be, because it doesn't have, for example, a subdivision on as its boundary, or any other type of development that is going to share an access point for the development, if that makes sense. So that's all I've got.
Okay, let's see who's out there. Do we have anyone that's signed up to speak on behalf of this application? For the application? Okay. Who signed up that's opposed to this application? Do you guys have an order, predetermined order? Who wants to go first? All right, let's do it.
I want to thank you for your time.
And your name?
My name is Dee Stevens. I live at 107 Blue Waters Court in Table Rock Heights neighborhood. I didn't get a complete set of signatures from the neighborhood, but I do have many as we were able to get petition against this rezoning. It was our understanding that when
500
filing plans with the Taney County Zoning Commission that it would include the location, size, and height of any building or structure, the existing and intended use of each building or structure, the number of families or housekeeping units. This is according to Taney County zoning regulations. When all we've seen is a basic blueprint with lot dimensions. It's very vague as to what is planned to be built on the property. We were told in the beginning that exploratory clearing of part of the property was necessary for the developers to evaluate the elevation of the land to determine how it could be developed, and that a permit would be posted in a couple of days when those issues were resolved. And while a copy of this meeting was posted on the property, no county-issued permit was ever posted. And just as information, land evaluation could have been done in a software called Civil 3D without physically disturbing the land. An application to Taney County Planning and Zoning for a permit to clear 2 acres was submitted by MRG Group on October 27th. The DNR permit for land disturbance was issued on October 31st, allowing 3 acres on the east end of the property to be cleared, which is in accordance with the stormwater pollution prevention plan that was submitted by MRG. Should be noted that clearance began on October 28th, prior to the issuance of the DNR permit. They cleared the 3 acres on the east end, but then they proceeded to also clear at least 3 acres on the west end and cut a second entrance into the property just beyond the intersection of 165 and 265. We made calls to planning and zoning about that additional land being cleared, but did not get a call back. When we contacted DNR regarding the additional clearing, they told us that no change had been made to the original request and that they would be out to assess the situation. This past Thursday, the Taney County Fire Department responded to a call about large fires burning on the west end of the MRG property. There were flying embers that could be seen by residents in Table Rock Heights, and the fire department proceeded to shut it down due to winds that evening. Should be noted that Taney County Fire Department was not notified in advance by the owner that they were going to burn these brush piles. The developer did call Taney County Fire Department on Friday to let them know that they would be doing a controlled burn that day. However, workers left the fire unattended after 5 p.m., and a passerby called the fire department to notify them of the smoldering fires, and the Taney County Fire Department once again came out and put out the fire. The Table Rock Heights neighborhood was established over 60 years ago, with other homesteads that have settled this stretch of State Highway 265. This area near Table Rock Lake has primarily been a residential area for decades. The continued building of nightly rentals discourages additional residential growth in Hollister and in this area. We continually hear that we should be used to the expansion of tourism and just accept it, yet tourism in the area has outgrown the supporting employment base, and many businesses do not have staff to support their needs. Even before COVID, Taney County was aware of the employee shortages and had conducted a survey to address the lack of full-time residents. So while tourism seems to be a primary focus of development in recent years, consideration must also be given to affordable residential housing for those that service the tourism area. Next, I have documentation about the property and where the access lies on this property. We've got pictures as well as measurements and some document that cites the MoDOT policy as far as site distance. The S-curve on State Highway 265 that is adjacent to the MRG property is a safety hazard. As you can see in the pictures, the curve is tight as well as elevated. The speed on this highway is 55 miles per hour. access to the highway from the MRG property presents a safety concern as drivers do not have adequate visibility to the east. Likewise, vehicles driving west on the highway towards the 165-265 intersection do not have sufficient visibility to see vehicles leaving the MRG property in order to stop in time. The MoDOT Engineering Policy Guide, which I've provided some copy of, specifies a sight distance of 610 feet for a vehicle traveling at 55 miles an hour. It goes to 930 feet for trucks. Stopping sight distance is calculated at 492 feet at this speed. While there is a sign suggesting a slowdown to 35 miles per hour prior to the curves, that is only a suggestion. That said, even at 35 miles an hour, a sight distance of 390 feet for vehicles and 590 feet for trucks is specified by MoDOT. If you look through the pictures that I provided, as you travel west on State Highway 265 towards the entrance to the MRG property, the estimated sight distance calculated on Google Earth Pro is 266 feet, so it falls way short. And you can see in the closer snapshots of the route from that drive that there are rocky crags on both sides of the highway in this curve that further obstruct the view. And there is no way to improve visibility. The vehicles that are traveling from east to west on this highway are often pulling boats or RVs that are sometimes pulling a vehicle. Also large construction trucks. Tourists that are unfamiliar with this area will not know the lay of the land and be prepared for traffic entering the highway from the MRG property. Local construction trucks that do know this area come flying down State Highway 265 at full speed on a regular basis, only applying their engine brakes as they pass our neighborhood. Finally, attempts and failures at building condos and nightly rentals already flood the landscape on the eastern side of Table Rock Lake in Taney County. Progress is inevitable, but how we choose to progress is important. The cove that sits below our historic Table Rock Heights neighborhood is the only remaining cove on the east side of Table Rock Lake in Taney County that has not been developed. Continued development has made it difficult for animals in this area. The land has been home to black bears, coyote, fox, wild turkeys, among many other critters, and we speak from experience that since the building of Branson Cove, the bears have been moving up into our neighborhood. Thank you for your time. Are there any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Good evening.
Pardon me?
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Marvin Grote. I live at 471 Table Rock Heights in Hollister. What other information do you need about me?
That's it.
That's it. Okay. Whenever a zoning amendment appears before the Taney County Commission's, the document reads, whereas Taney County, Missouri desires to coordinate physical development in accordance with its present and future needs so as to conserve the natural resources of the county, to ensure efficient expenditure of public funds, and to promote the health, safety, convenience, prosperity, and general welfare of its inhabitants. And then goes on to the next whereas. You want to ponder the clause, promotes the health, safety, convenience, prosperity, and general welfare of its inhabitants.